Hello everyone, this is CJ. Welcome to the Facilitator Teleforum on Previews, Teasers, and Samples, How to Offer Prospects a Taste of Get Clients Now. Also facilitating today will be Frank Trinity, the Director of Training and Licensing for Get Clients Now. Say hi, Frank.
Hello everyone.
This line is open for your contributions and your questions, but please keep yourself muted unless you have something to say. You can either use the mute button on your phone or you can press *6 to mute yourself. And we'll stop periodically and ask for questions and comments. Remember that you will need to unmute yourself by pressing *6 again when you'd like to say something. If you're speaking and we don't acknowledge you, you're probably still muted. So today's topic, a really powerful way to interest people in the Get Clients Now program, is to give them a taste of what the program can offer. So we're going to be talking about today how you can give your prospects a sample, a teaser, a preview of the program that's going to encourage them to enroll or have you bring Get Clients Now in-house to their business or their organization. And our first topic is going to be what to include and not to include in order to provide people with a taste without giving away the store. You want to give them enough to see that what you have to offer is unique and it's powerful, but not so much that they think that they've just gotten the whole thing and now they don't need you. Because Get Clients Now is an experiential program, whenever you can, you want to give your prospects an experience of what it might be like to do the program with you. And I found that there are really three keys to being able to do that effectively. One is to be sure that whenever possible, if you're giving a preview presentation or a demo or you're recording an audio or video, try to see that coaching happens and not just teaching, so that they see the value of working with you as their coach. Don't let them think it's all about the program or it's just about the material. So if you're interacting with people in a live presentation, it's very easy to incorporate coaching into that, whether you're coaching an individual or whether you're asking coaching questions of people in the room in general. You can also do it on a recorded program on an audio or video, even if you've got no live audience, simply by asking questions that make your listeners, your viewers, stop and think about what is their situation, what does this mean to them. So the more you can stand in that place of coach, the more likely you're going to be to evoke that experience that makes them see, oh, this is an experiential program, I get it, I'm going to learn something here that's not just about data that I could go read somewhere. The second thing is that if you're speaking live or you're recording a video, let them see you teaching material directly from the book or your facilitator's handbook. Literally hold the book or the binder in front of you so that what they get, that image implants in their mind is, oh, there's more to come. What she's saying to me is not everything that there is. What he's teaching is not the whole thing. There's a big fat binder there, or there's a big book there. There's more than what I'm hearing. If what you're doing for a preview or a teaser is you're writing something, or you're doing a teleclass, or you're recording an audio so they can't have that image of you holding up something that tells them there's more here, something you can do is to share your own personal experience with Get Clients Now. You can say, let me tell you what this program did for me, or let me tell you how it impacted the life of one of my clients. So again, they're getting this feeling, oh, there's more here than just the words, just the material. The third thing is to ask questions like these. Well, what do you usually do with what you learn after you attend a workshop? And then use their answers, things like, well, nothing, or I leave the handouts in my briefcase, or I never look at the material again, to point out this is the value of having a coach and being part of a group to implement their your marketing action plan. If we've all had the experience. This is another place you can talk about what has happened to you in the past. We've all had the experience of getting all fired up after attending a workshop, and then we walk out of there and nothing changes. We go back to work the next day, and we go back to our same old routine. That's one of the huge differences about Get Clients Now, is that you, as the coach, as the group leader, are actually going to help people implement what they're learning. There's going to be homework in between sessions. So they're going to walk out of there with something to do. They're going to come back and they're going to report that thing to you. Maybe they're going to share their plans with you. All of those things are value points to talk about that all come as a result of saying to them, well, what usually happens after you go to a workshop? What do you do next? And make them notice that, well, what usually happens is nothing. Nothing changes. And that's how you can show what some of the value is of participating in an experiential program like this. So don't make it all about the material. As good as it is, they can get the material, a lot of it, without you. What you want is for them to want to get it from you. So also don't be afraid to add your own unique spin, your own flavor to it, by using examples from your experience, from your clients, from your students, whenever you're talking about Get Clients Now or writing about Get Clients Now, so that you're letting them know, I am the person that you want to lead you through this program, and this is some of the value that you might potentially get by doing it with me. So any comments or questions about those ideas?
Hi, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, sorry about the noise in the background. I'm sitting outside of Chipotle.
Okay.
Can you just say a little bit about the value of coaching itself? So, like, as we're illustrating that, we get what it means.
Sure.
Like in your saying it.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, you can talk to people about things like accountability. One of the big bonuses of having a coach and a group is a person, a group, to hold you accountable to get something done by a certain date and come back and report, yes, I did that thing, or no, I didn't do that thing, and if I didn't do it, this is why. So that's one of the big benefits. Another benefit is help to get unstuck, because we know that that's what happens to people in marketing, is they get stuck somewhere. So somebody comes back and they say, no, I didn't do that thing. And you as coach ask them, well, what got in the way? And they say, well, I didn't allow enough time, or, well, I couldn't figure out how to do it, or whatever they say, it's a coaching opportunity. So helping people get unstuck is one of the primary benefits that a trained, experienced coach can provide in working through this material. So that's a really huge benefit of working on this with somebody. Another thing I would say that's a very significant value is perspective and feedback. So you've done the program. You've probably led somebody through it, unless you're brand new as a facilitator. And because of that, you have a perspective. And you can share from your experience and the experience of other people, even if you are new, things that you may have heard me say or Frank say or Donna say or Joan say when you took the program with them. So you can share that perspective and go, yeah, you know, lots of people feel really discouraged after the second week. That's pretty normal. Sometimes the third week is when the miracle happens. So perspective is a very helpful thing to clients, and certainly feedback from that perspective, extremely helpful. A lot of facilitators include in their program giving people detailed feedback on their action plan. So you ask your students, your clients, to send you after the second session what they came up with for the action plan. If you're doing it live, right, typically a format for doing that is to do a three-hour seminar in person and then send people away with homework before they start the follow-up session. So somewhere in there, they send you their action plan, and you take a look at it. And from your perspective, you give them feedback on it, and you say things like, I noticed that you picked filling the pipeline, but every action you chose was about follow-up. What's going on there? That seems out of sync. Or you told me that you were really busy with a full-time job right now and you only had a little amount of time to spend on marketing, but yet what I see here is a really aggressive agenda that looks like it would take hours a day. What's going on there? So those are some of the really significant benefits of going through this program with a trained, experienced person, with your own experience of going through the program and your experience of leading other people.
Yeah, CJ, this is Frank, and great suggestions. And I'll add another one that I've seen or I've experienced with the group is it's a safe place for you to share ideas, to pull out and kind of get to the root of what the challenges might be, and as well help them stay out of isolation. It's easy, like you had said earlier, your third point, CJ, which was, you know, what do you usually do with what you've learned after you attend a workshop? And it's, I don't do anything. I go back to my usual routine. I go back to behind the curtain, and I don't do anything with it, and I become somewhat isolated again. Coaching helps the client and your prospect in this case really come out of that shell and not have to deal with it.
I love that, Frank. Really important point. I think very helpful to people. And let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that make previews or teasers really compelling and engaging. Frank, you want to say some things about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks. And you said a magic word earlier, CJ, and that's experience. And just as Get Clients Now is an experiential program, so should be your previews of the program and your special talents, to make it compelling and enrolling. Previews are a great way to demonstrate your own talents and your skills and your own unique spin or flavor, as CJ said earlier, and really express and demonstrate the value of the program without having to do a hard selling job to get clients into your programs. And actually, it's quite simple to make your previews compelling and enrolling. In fact, you already know how by being a licensed facilitator. I'm going to share with you a simple formula that I kind of live by that helps me when I've got to put a program together, whether it's Get Clients Now or anything that I develop or deliver on my own. And I've got kind of a formula, an equation. It goes like this: educate plus coach plus engage equals experience. I'll say that again. Educate plus coach plus engage equals experience. This is a simple formula to follow whenever you get the opportunity to present a sample or a teaser or some kind of preview to your potential clients. And I'll kind of go through each one just briefly. So education, let's talk about that one first. That's a very, very powerful sales and marketing tool. Helping people get smart about something really takes the pressure of having to do a hard sell and a push of a service. And when people start to learn, when they feel like they've taken away something, learned something they didn't know about before, or feel more comfortable doing something that they hadn't tried before, this is that great opportunity of education. And interestingly, it comes from both directions. First, you as the expert on the stage or on the phone or on the video, you're sharing your knowledge about what works in marketing and selling and what works in the Get Clients Now program. But also, education comes from teaching yourself. And in this case, the audience learns from what they already know and what they hear from their colleagues in the room, and then applying it to their own situations. So two value propositions there, from educating the first part of the equation of educating your audience in the preview. And that really starts to engage and bring people in. You start to see them really get excited about and participate. So CJ is going to talk a little bit more about the 30 and 60 minute outlines for the talks and the guidelines a little bit later. And in this situation, in your preview talks, you'll discuss strategies that really work for professionals, for coaches, and for consultants or trainers or whoever you work with and whatever your target market is. And then you're going to fold in what a marketing cycle looks like, and then also talk about the beginnings of and what looks like an action plan. So you're teaching them three components there. That's the education part of it. Coaching, the second part of the equation. Now, as we talked about and CJ brought up very eloquently in the beginning of our call, it is compelling when you kind of engage and put together the coaching pieces of it in this preview environment, because people feel like they're being helped right on the spot with their challenges. People are feeling like and utilizing your coaching skills in that environment provide two key benefits to the audience. First, they get the individuals get immediate assistance in dealing with their own situation. How compelling is that? I come to a program, I don't really know, I kind of know what the agenda is and what the topic is, but I don't know if I'm going to get my problem solved. Coaching actually can help right there in the moment to help somebody kind of see a different way or try something new. And so that immediate assistance really gets down to the opportunity to help someone. And secondly, the audience gets to hear and see that interaction between you and other audience members dealing with the same problem they might have. So they may not engage, or you may find that there's some audience members or people that just don't talk or quiet or whatever, but they have the same situation going on. So you're demonstrating that by coaching skill, what they can get from engaging in the full program with you, because you have the expertise to be able to do it. A great reference for coaching and previews is if you go back to or you go into the facilitator kit in section 6 of coaching tips and tricks and working with groups and coaching individuals, there are some really good things in here to kind of pull out that would work well with previews. So, for instance, use what they already know. What do you already know? A question like, what do you already know about marketing? What do you already know about selling? Okay. A real good one as far as when dealing with groups or whatever is calling on the group wisdom. So someone in the group may ask a how-to question. What you might do is then, instead of maybe just answering the question outright, is put that back into the group experience and say, who has some ideas about this? Again, that's utilizing your coaching and the ability to kind of bring people in with the experience. And so they're not just learning from you, they're learning from the whole group at large. So take a look at some of the topics within the coaching tips and tricks, and you might find that there's some great things in there that will help you with doing previews. And the third part is engage. So just as important as educating and coaching is engaging your audience. Interaction amongst the audience members is key to getting prospects to experience what they will get when participating in one of your programs. So think back to talks, breakout sessions, presentations that you've attended where you felt you had the opportunity to speak and share your thoughts and comments. And you heard others engage as well, and you learned from them. It's that experience where you probably took away the most value. So if you walk away from a program where you got to talk, ask questions, provide feedback, express opinions, learn from others in the room or on the phone, it was probably a highly valuable experience. So this is the same opportunity. You have the same opportunity to do this with Get Clients Now previews and samples, is that there are several ways to be able to engage your audience in the previews. Asking questions, like we talked about earlier, is probably the most familiar and easiest. So questions like, how do you find most of your clients? You ask that to the group. What do you think or what don't you like about marketing and selling? Now, that typically will get a pretty good response and a good dialogue going. And another question to engage people in the experience is, why do people buy your services? And get some ideas centered around and dialogue around that. So putting these three pieces together, educate, coach, and engage, you capture the audience's attention to their most pressing problems with marketing and selling, and you offer a safe and valuable experience for them to take the next step, which is enrollment and getting them into your programs. So let me stop there and see what thoughts you have about the three areas I just kind of covered here with compelling, trying to get compelling and enrolling in your previews. Any thoughts?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Thank you for those points. One of the challenges I find on a call when I'm asking, looking for engagement and interactivity, and I wanted to find out from you what you thought, is when you get when to mute, unmute, when to have it open and closed, because you always seem to get somebody with an echo or having a conversation that never knows how to put the mute button on. So it kind of kills the mood for, you know, the recording and everything else. Do you throw that away and just focus on the engagement, or how do you handle those things?
Well, that's a great question, and I mean, and it's kind of a technical question too. I mean, you can see what we're doing here. We have the line open, and we've got several people on the line, and it's pretty good. And yes, you will on occasion get background noise and such, and you know, you want to address that when it comes up. I'd say if you've got a large group you're talking to. And a large group can be, you know, 30, 40, 50 people on the line. It may get a little bit more unwieldy the more people you get. So you may go to a broadcast where you talk, you know, you're only on the line, and then open it up for questions along the way.
Okay.
For engagement. But it really depends. I think it depends on the size of the group too. And for previews, it's probably the smaller the better.
Okay.
It's difficult to do it with 30 or 40, 50 people on a telephone call.
Thank you.
CJ, any thoughts about that?
No, I think that was good, Frank.
Okay.
So,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Frank.
Any other questions or comments or thoughts? Okay. Well, CJ, I think you're going to take us through effective formats for preview talks, teleclasses, and webinars. Excited to hear about that.
Yeah. In the Facilitator Resource Center, we provide you with some suggested outlines for giving previews of Get Clients Now, and also some PowerPoint slides for that purpose. You should look in the Marketing Tools and Tips section of the FRC at the document called Promotional Talk Guidelines or the GCN Preview PowerPoint Slides. So if you are giving a teleclass, you can use the PowerPoint slides as something that you post online for people to flip through, or something that they could download that they could have in front of them if you wanted to have visuals along with your speaking on the teleclass. If you were giving a live talk in person, You could use those PowerPoint slides as something that you're displaying to the audience up in front or as a handout that you print out and give them. And if you're doing a webinar, you could use the slides as your visuals for taking people through the talk. So the most important part is, as we've been saying, to make it experiential, to whenever possible make it interactive. And in the outlines that we recommended in those guidelines, we made a couple of suggestions for possible 30-minute talks. And we made a suggestion for how to do a 30-minute talk and a suggestion for how to do a 60-minute talk. And these are just suggestions. You know, you can play with it to see what really works for you. What you do want to make sure, though, is that you don't try to cram in so much data that you don't have time for interaction, because the interaction is really important. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're giving a 30-minute talk. One of the formats that I use when I give a 30-minute talk about Get Clients Now that's pretty effective is to really just have two components to it. And the first component is what really works and what doesn't. And the second component is building a marketing action plan. So in 30 minutes, I might simply show them the effective marketing strategies diagram or describe it to them if they don't have access to something to look at in the particular format that you're using. And then before you actually show them or describe to them the diagram, start by having them brainstorm their own answer to that question. So just as Frank suggested a minute ago, ask them, okay, so what really works to market yourself? And see what kind of answers you get back. Having done this literally hundreds of times, I'll tell you that almost all the time what people do is they say networking, referrals, word of mouth. Occasionally people will say other things, but most of the time what they're going to name is things that immediately lead you to talking about the most effective strategies that are at the top of the diagram. And if you ask them the flip side, well, what doesn't really work to market yourself? You're going to get people throwing out all sorts of stuff that's going to land them in the bottom half of the diagram. So that leads you very naturally to talking them through the diagram and having them go, oh, well, this matches up with what I've been told elsewhere, with what I already believe about marketing. Pardon me while I have to sneeze in the middle of talking. And then after you lead them through that, so they're familiar now with the six marketing strategies, their order of effectiveness, you can coach them to create a mini marketing action plan based on nothing else other than what strategies are most and least effective. Because, again, having done this many, many times, what I find is that everybody says the most effective things are networking, referrals, word of mouth, things like that. And then when you find out what they're actually doing, it's almost always things from further down in the diagram. Very rarely is somebody going to say, my entire marketing plan is focused on referrals. Now, there are people who do that, but they're probably not the ones attending your preview. So most of the time, the people who you're talking to are going to say, oh, isn't that interesting? I already know that networking and referrals are one of the most effective things I can do, and yet I'm spending all this time and money on building a website. I wonder what's up with that. So using just that tiny tidbit, you can coach them to create a mini action plan based on which strategies are the most effective, which strategies are the least effective, and you can throw out tidbits from the book as you go. So you're not going to do a complete plan. I typically, in a short presentation, would only do two marketing tools or success ingredients with a start and end date for creating them, and three marketing tactics, daily actions with how many, how often, and start and end dates. So I might work with just one person or with an example with the whole room, depends on what seems to work best given the setting. And say, okay, so if you're going to focus more on networking now, what might you need in order for your networking to be more successful? What ingredient might be missing for you? And somebody says, oh, places to network. Great. That's one of your success ingredients. Write that down. You have a success ingredient of networking venues. So if you're going to get your act together around marketing, when do you need to start working on that? Tomorrow. Okay, great. And by when should you have it done? Next week. Okay, terrific. You've got your first marketing tool, your first success ingredient with a start date and an end date. That's great. Now, let's come up with another marketing tool, just like that. Then you do the same thing with marketing tactics or daily actions. Okay, you want to focus on networking. So what might be something that you could do every day or every week to put more of a focus on networking? Well, I think I should probably attend networking meetings. Okay, great. How many? How often? When are you going to start doing that? So you can see that immediately everybody in the room is going to get from that the principles of Get Clients Now, something useful immediately that they can walk out with and go, wow, that was helpful, and also an experience of you coaching and working with specific examples and specific situations. So in a 60-minute talk, you could do exactly the same thing, but expand it a little bit and instead, yes, give them what really works and what doesn't with the marketing strategies diagram. Before you move on from there, ask them to pick which strategies that they're going to use. Take them through the universal marketing cycle diagram, show it to them or describe it to them. Have them identify where they're stuck. And then, again, do a mini action plan, maybe three marketing tools and three marketing tactics. And in the guidelines that are in the FRC, you'll see some specific examples about that. Start them off brainstorming marketing tools by using the why can't you or why aren't you questions from Chapter 4, when we suggest that you say to people to start them thinking about success ingredients, well, why can't you fill the pipeline? Why aren't you filling the pipeline? Or why can't you close sales? Why aren't you closing sales? And then with marketing tactics, start them off by asking the question, how can you blank using blank where you're using the stage where they stuck and the strategies they chose? For example, well, how could you fill the pipeline using networking and referral building? And they're naturally, as a result of that, going to think of a daily action. And then you'll either get somebody that's stuck or you'll come up with an example yourself of something that they might not be able to think of right away. And you'll pull out the book and you'll say, oh, well, here's one. Here's an example of how you can fill the pipeline using a networking and referral building. And you read them some of the suggestions from the action plan menu. And then either time, with a 30-minute talk or with a 60-minute talk, whatever you do, you're going to conclude with a few summary points and some kind of call to action. So I very often do summary points at the end of a preview that sounds something like, so remember, it doesn't matter so much what you choose as it does that you choose. Consistency and persistence will pay off for you better than occasional brilliance, and the best way to stick to a plan is to share it with someone. So just very brief, catchy, memorable summary points. And again, those are spelled out in the guidelines, so you can just refer to them there. And then your call to action, invite them to participate in your next public program or hire you to deliver an in-house program for their organization. So those are some suggestions about outlines for giving previews. Questions, comments about that? So keep in mind that as a licensed facilitator, you can give a promotional program like that of up to an hour in length without requiring that your participants have the book. Longer programs, you have to make sure that each participant has a textbook, and we don't recommend that you give longer programs for promotional purposes anyway. Mm-hmm. Once you get past an hour, people are really going to start questioning how much more value they'll get from a three-hour seminar, whether or not they're getting the follow-up coaching. So longer than an hour for a preview is generally not a good idea.
Yeah, CJ, this is Frank. I suggest, I mean, if you aren't using, if you aren't leveraging this strategy to build your client base, you probably want to think about putting that into action pretty quickly. It works. the 30-minute and the 60-minute talk in so many different kind of venues and opportunities. And it just doesn't have to be where you do it, where you have to grab the audience. It can be other organizations doing it for you and bringing you in. And so to put this in your, put this strategy in your toolbox, because it does work. It engages people. It gets them to think about and to stretch. It shows, it demonstrates your ability to coach, and it really is, and you don't have to sell. That's the nice, that's the best thing about it, because people will be already ready to go into your program because of what they see from you on stage or over the phone.
And Frank, you made a really good point there, which is to look for sponsors for giving previews whenever you can, rather than putting it on yourself. You know, there are now a gazillion groups that meet by phone and by webinar on a regular basis, in addition to all of the groups that meet in hotel rooms and conference rooms around any major city and most small towns. So there are a lot of places where people are already gathering on a regular basis where a program like this would be welcome and helpful. So keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be you gathering the audience to give a preview to. You can go to a pre-gathered audience with your material. So, Frank, you want to give us some suggestions about providing samples to people who might be looking for a program in-house as opposed to enrolling in a program themselves?
You bet. Yeah, absolutely. You know, as some of you already know, and I know some of you are doing this, and hopefully more of you can, is the Get Client Sale program is an excellent marketing and sales solution for a wide variety of organizations, specifically where a group of individuals are each responsible for business development or for sales. And typically, you know, we call these in-house programs, professional associations, training schools, franchise companies, professional service firms are just a few of the examples of what we would kind of categorize as in-house. And one of the many benefits of building your client base through an in-house program is that you can market the program to just one person who represents that entire organization. And you don't have to sell to a lot of people. Now, when selling to this one individual, you may need to lock in that sale or lock in that engagement with the company, and it might be necessary to provide some kind of sample of your work or preview of what you're doing. And if you want to create a long-term relationship with this client, and you absolutely want to because they have repeat business, the recurring business from working from an in-house at an in-house kind of engagement can really be a lucrative opportunity for you. You want to provide that decision maker or their designee with an opportunity to see you at work, value the program for their employees, associates, or members. So here's some ideas around how you might go about doing that. You could invite your in-house main contact, the person who is the decision maker, to attend a brief section of one of your programs. That might be a portion of your kickoff you're having with a public group, or it might be one of the coaching sessions that you're doing. And it's always good to ask for permission from your group first. But it may be like I said, a kickoff teleseminar, or you know, one of the coaching sessions, or one of the if you're holding a live three-hour seminar, maybe they come for the first hour or the last hour of it. You might be able to provide a one-hour talk or preview to the sales or business development managers only. So ask your main contact, if you're dealing in-house, to say, I'd be willing to offer a 30-minute or 60-minute kind of preview of what the program looks like to your management staff, your sales management staff. And in that way, what you can do is get the sales managers now on board with saying, yeah, I like this program. I think my people can benefit from it. They experience what you're talking about in this regard. And now you've got a lot of people now kind of selling the process for you and bringing you in. Speak or be a panel member. Participate as a panel member at a regional or national sales meeting or a professional association conference. So let's say they have a 30 or 45 minute or an hour breakout sessions at their conferences or their sales meetings. Why not be the speaker at one of those breakout sessions? Utilize you can use the Get Clients Now preview talk as that process, or you can, of course, build in any kind of spin or any kind of style or any kind of stuff that you want to add to that, but utilize the core of the Get Clients Now system as your talk. Host a lunch and learn event that would take the 30 to 60 minutes program for sales teams at a company or an organization. Maybe you can hold a one-hour webinar utilizing the slides that you'll find in the Facilitator Resource Center for remote sales affiliates. Maybe this company, their in-house, the in-house opportunity you have, their sales affiliates are all over the country, maybe even all over the world. You can do that via webinar. Maybe record a short 3 to 5 minute Get Clients Now selling and marketing tips audio, video, or webinar that can be distributed to the entire sales force or sales management of that company. These are great teasers, great previews, or at least some ideas about how you might take that sales approach or the sales process to the next level with an in-house. Sometimes it takes a few more steps to sell into a bigger company like that. This is an excellent way. Here are some tips for you to be able to get a little bit deeper and wider into those organizations. If any of you have done some in-house programs or you've sold a good program or you have some ideas or comments about how you've done that, this would be a good time to share that if you can.
This is Tim Olson.
Hey, Tim.
I just presented last week to a group of financial planners, and I did it to all of them at once. That's who was invited to the meeting, and it came out of one of my clients. He works with this group. We got to the point of saying, all right, the next thing you and I need to do together is to work on this Get Clients Now process, but maybe it would work for your whole group, and he thought it definitely would. So he invited me to meet with all of them, and I met with them for about an hour, and I did use the book. I used a number of other ideas that you guys have, and so I started working with them. They all signed on and are started yesterday. So it really does work well, and it's a very slick way of doing it.
Wow, that's fantastic, Tim. I'm giving you a high five over here from my desk. That is terrific. What a great example of how it works. And you were able to, and from the preview and what you showed, they got an experience from you, it sounded like.
Yes, they did. I showed them certain things like the charts. One of the guys sort of in charge of the group said that, he's done something similar with diet and weight loss in terms of tracking. And he said, this is what really excites him about this program is there's a tracking thing to keep him going. It's a takeaway value. It's an ongoing process. And I always use that comment that you guys mentioned earlier that, this country spends probably billions of dollars a year on seminars and workshops and things similar to that. And you take it home, the tyranny of the urgency of the urgent takes over and it sits on the shelf. And with this program, you can keep repeating it, and it really works. So that was a concept that really sold it for him. And then after our first session yesterday as a group, doing the marketing seminar, he said, boy, there are several other organizations or businesses right within this building who need to use this. I know them, and this is exactly what they need. And so he's ready to start sharing it with them already without me saying a thing about it.
Tim, you just broke the code on marketing and marketing and selling, my friend. What a great story.
Yeah, it's fun.
Any other comments? Okay. Well, CJ is going to take us through some samples that that would be really work well and that you can offer on your own website or via autoresponders.
So if you want to interest prospects in either public programs or in in-house programs, you may want to have samples and tastes that people can access without you automatically. So they could be items that they could peruse just by visiting your website, or you might ask them to provide their email address so that they could access something on a protected area of your website or to receive something that you send to them by autoresponder. And, of course, if you do the second thing, if you ask them to provide an email address, then you can follow up with them. So what would these things be? Well, there's some items that we provide you with as licensees that you can use for this purpose. You can make use of any of my sales and marketing articles that you'll find in my online article library. You can use those articles either in English as I wrote them, or if you're offering Get Clients Now in another country, you can translate those articles into your local language. You can also use my 5 Secrets to Finding All the Clients You'll Ever Need report. So either of those are things that you could offer to send people by autoresponder or give them access to on your website. And you'll find details about both of those options in the marketing tools and tips section of the FRC. You might also record an audio or a video of yourself talking about Get Clients Now, using some of the tips that we've been sharing today for how to make your preview compelling. So you could have a short 3 to 5 minute snippet or even a full-length preview program, maybe something that you record with a live audience when you give a teleclass or at a presentation. So a short 3 to 5 minute snippet you might make available to anybody who visits your website. A full-length preview you could have available in return for someone providing their email address. So you could have it on your site, password protected, or something that you send them by autoresponder or something that they could download once they receive an email reply for you. So in a very brief video, not a full-length preview, you could simply talk about the universal marketing cycle and just ask a couple of provocative questions. So where's your marketing stuck? Or what does this diagram suggest that you need to do about your marketing? And then let them know that you're there to help them address those issues. You could easily do that in a 5-minute snippet. And, of course, any of these things could be posted on Facebook or posted on YouTube to potentially share them with a wider audience. So don't think that the only way to do this is by you giving live presentations. Now, of course, live presentations are very effective. But you're limited in how much you can do and where and when and all of those things. So it's also possible to offer people the opportunity to get a little taste of you in the middle of the night, if that's when they so choose. So what other ideas do any of you have about how you could provide a sample online or maybe something that you've already done about providing a taste online? I'll open up one more box about that, which is maybe something you've seen somebody else do for some other program or opportunity that you looked at and gone, maybe I could do that.
Okay, sounds like I've nailed it, right? I've given you all of the possibilities. Do an article, do a report, do an audio, do a video.
You've compelled them.
And don't let the mechanics of making these things available bog you down. There are a zillion virtual assistants out there who could help you in setting up autoresponders and putting audio or video on your website, making things available in return for an email address. Don't worry if you don't need to, if you don't know how to do any of those technical details, you can hire somebody who can handle those things for you. Those people are available and they're affordable. So don't let technology be a barrier. So any other questions or comments about anything we've talked about today or any questions you came with that didn't get answered?
Great information, and thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Glad this was helpful.
Great.
Something you might think about, too, is go ahead.
Okay. This is Mats in Sweden.
Yeah, Mats.
And I like your this teleseminar because we have lunch and learn sessions in Sweden, and this is really appropriate.
Ah, good. Good. Glad to hear that translates to where you are. Excellent.
Okay. Thank you, Emma.
Good. Yeah. Sometimes we call those brown bag sessions.
Right.
Yeah. I was just about to suggest that one other recording that folks might want to listen to in the FRC, if you haven't, is the one called Talking It Up, Success Stories, Sound Bites, and Compelling Benefits for Marketing Get Clients Now. That's a good companion session to this one. So if you didn't attend that one when it was live, you might want to listen to that recording. And then there's notes that go along with that program with some sample success stories and benefits and sound bites. So you can find that in the FRC as well. Did I hear another question or comment?
CJ, this is Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
Again, thank you. This is great. And Frank, when you were speaking, you were offering great questions, and I find that in my coaching practice, good questions make all the difference between involving people, getting people to think, getting people to really come to terms with their circumstances, and you know, take them over a tipping point into action.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somewhere on the website where additional questions can be found, or was there another presentation where you offered these great questions in more detail?
Well, I think one of the best resources would be, as I kind of mentioned earlier, which is in the facilitator kit, in the section 6, tab 6 of the facilitator kit. There are some excellent, excellent kind of tips and tricks in there when coaching either individuals in the program or in group settings, and sprinkled throughout those different tips and tricks are some of these questions, and you can kind of add that to your inventory of good questions to ask. But really, you know, Todd, you bring up a good question. Sometimes when you're in the moment of the preview and the discussion, think when you hear somebody talking and you kind of hear them expressing their situation, it sometimes lends you just to think to, you know, maybe I should ask this question or ask this, you know, talk about this situation that somebody's having with the rest of the group and open it up. And so lots of times that's where I also get my questions, and is sometimes I'm in the middle of or in the moment of the preview, and I'm thinking, okay, we want to talk more about this.
And Frank,
and so I would suggest, go ahead.
That suggests to me too that this could actually be a fun topic for a future teleforum, something along the lines of, coaching the sale.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Coaching questions to ask in marketing and selling situations to help people get excited about and enrolled in
get clients now as not just being a great thing, but the thing that they need.
Yes, that's a great idea. Todd, thanks for that idea.
Coming attractions.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Well, we're at the end of time for today, so thank you, everyone, for your participation. Please mark your calendars for the next teleforum, and that will be Wednesday, February 15th, 2012, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. GMT. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
You're welcome.